Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A Steppenwolf bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Catherine Caputa. She, selfbrand.com is her website. Breakthrough Branding is one of her mini books on branding. Also, You Are a Brand. That's been re-released, hasn't it?
That's been re-released and in a second edition, so it's a little expanded from the first edition.
Tells you it's a successful book, folks.
Yeah,
it's
doing
as
well.
You've heard me say before, no chopped liver here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. So Catherine, we're talking about productivity.
Right.
In the previous segment, you helped us understand that part of being productive is making sure that you find some time for yourself, that you don't kill yourself running your business, which I've seen people do, and you have too. What's next? What should we do?
Well, you know, we were talking about this on the break, but you got to learn to say no. And I think that was always a big problem for me because I want to please everybody. And you got to say no to some things, and particularly outside activities. You know, we were talking in a my church group, you know, I'm on two committees, and I was approached to be on a third committee. and also by the minister to head up PR. And I had to say no because I'm already overcommitted. And, you know, you don't want to lose sight of your own business and what your passion is and how you're making money. So.
And doing a good job of the jobs that you've accepted.
Right.
You can't spread yourself too thin. This is something I'm dealing with someone right now. I'm trying to help them understand that you can't spread yourself too thin. Yes, it's seductive when people want you.
Right.
You know, it's nice to be wanted, right? But
and
at some point,
and they flatter you when they ask.
Oh yeah. Yes. And you got to say, wait a minute. You know, I've committed to this other thing, and I want to do a good job there.
Yes.
You're not helping anybody if you spread yourself too thin,
right.
Especially
and
your own
business.
You know,
at a meeting the other day where somebody approached me and the woman I was talking to about chairing a committee or at least getting involved, and I thought she answered first. You know, I'm overcommitted and, you know, I would support it in any way I can, but I can't be on the committee now because of my other activities. And I thought that was so smart because often I say, okay, I'll try to do what I can, and then I realize, oh my God, I'm in over my head. I've got too many things going on.
And if you feel badly about doing that, then pull your checkbook out and write them a check.
Exactly.
that'll assuage your guilt a little bit, right?
Right. Exactly.
All right. What's next?
You've got to not be guilty and not try to be in three places at once.
That's the hard part. The guilt is the hard part.
Am I
correct in saying that women are more susceptible to feeling guilt than guys are?
Oh, I think women are very much so. Absolutely.
My wife was complaining to me about that once. She says, why don't men feel guilty? I was fussing at her for being guilty about something that she shouldn't have been guilty about. And she said, why don't men feel guilty? I said, we feel guilty when we're guilty.
Right.
I said,
they hardly ever feel guilty.
But we don't manufacture guilt.
Right.
And so my advice to women is be careful, because I think sometimes you guys manufacture guilt.
No, I think it's true. I think there's a lot of research that shows that you know, and I've noticed, too, women are always apologizing. Sorry.
Don't do that. Stop that.
And it, don't do that. I agree.
And if you're in a competitive, professional environment, and you're around a bunch of knucklehead guys, never say stuff like that.
Right.
Never say, because, like you said, they'll apologize for things that a guy would never apologize for.
Right. Or even winning a piece of business over a competitor that they're friendly with and they feel guilty. Oh, and that is silly. You know, this is the business world. This is the way the world operates. You win some, you lose some, but you always go to win, and you don't feel bad when you win. You congratulate yourself. You know, so that's a key thing of, you know,
being productive is also being a little bit aggressive. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. Yes, exactly.
And
valuing your own time and realizing you can't satisfy everyone. You have to satisfy what you think is right for you and your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked earlier about technology has made life easier in so many ways, and you can work late at night because you have a computer, but it can also strangle you, you know. So you got to have a strategy for email in particular.
Tell us about it.
you know, it's funny, like the CEO, Steve Hafner of Kayak, the travel site, said in one of his interviews that his goal every day is to keep his inbox clean. He only has 10 messages on it. So he goes through everything, either looks at it once and passes it along to someone or deletes it,
mm-hmm.
and just keeps 10 that are urgent that he needs to handle.
Well, I do that pretty much too. I keep more than that on my in my box because I use some. It's kind of my filing cabinet. My inbox is a little bit of my.
Right.
It's part of contact management, right?
Yes. Yes.
You got to stay current on your. If my desk were as clean as my email client is, I'd be a lot more organized.
Right. Right.
It's just
right.
easier to throw away those things than it is to throw away stuff on my desk.
Right, right.
You think being organized is, I mean, that's important too, isn't it?
Well, I think it's hard to be an entrepreneur unless you are organized, you know, because you don't have a business, you know, a company that you're working for that has, you know, generally all the resources that you have when you're an entrepreneur. You know, you have to be very organized in order to accomplish what you need to accomplish.
And I'm going to say this, Catherine, I don't know if you agree with me or not, but the way my organization looks might not look like your organization.
Right.
But it still might work for me. What do you think?
Oh, I think so, because, you know, some people like to have a little bit of a mess on their desk. Other people want it totally clean with, you know,
right.
not even a folder on
the question
desk.
Is, are you making progress, right? Are you getting stuff done?
Exactly.
I think that's the key.
Exactly.
I need the website again, Catherine.
The website is selfbrand, selfbrand.com.
Check it out, folks. You'll thank me later for telling you about it. Quick break, 10 tail, right back with Catherine Caputo.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.